I'm Pat Philbull, and my guest is Buffalo Niagara Film Commissioner Tim Clark. Tim, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks, Pat. It's always good to be with you and the listeners.
Well, Tim, we're in our second, possibly our third pandemic episode of Press Pass here, but with some optimistic signs of economic reopening and the flattening of the curve, what do you see in the near future for the film industry here in Western New York?
Well, interesting. We are working toward reopening, making movies, right? We are working with the governor's office for motion picture and television development in New York City to really find the new sort of guiding principles to making movies and how we're going to make them and when we're going to make them. And I hope that day is coming sooner than later. And I feel it because we have a movie already slated to that is likely to shoot August 1st.
That's pretty soon.
Well, that is soon, and it's a great pioneer of a director by the name of Greg Robbins, if that name sounds familiar. He did Diary of a Lunatic, a TV series not too long ago, which will be seen very soon on a bunch of digital platforms. He did the movie True Calling here a few years ago. He's a local guy who grew up in Los Angeles and has worked all over the country in the movie industry and has chosen Western New York as the backdrop for so many of his recent works. And we're so grateful for that. So he wants to be the first one to start shooting again. And, you know, my hat's off to him because he is always a guy you can count on.
Well, I'm sure he's confident and feeling very optimistic, but I'm sure he's wondering how will all this pan out by August?
Well, you know, that's that million-dollar question. It's all very much fluid. As we look at the reopening process, we're looking at things like physical distancing on a movie set. We're looking at protective clothing and gear. We're looking at training. We're looking at sort of infection control and, you know, hygiene and all of those kinds of things. You know, will actors be interacting with makeup artists like they did before? Things like that. And so as we're trying to figure it out, you know, that's going to drive how soon and what these film sets are going to look like as the future is, you know, beholden, is right in front of us here. The unions and the studios, the major studios and the major movie unions, have come up with a 22-page plan that they've submitted to Governor Cuomo here in New York, as well as Governor Newsom in California, because those are the two big production states. And they will likely be the Bible for moving forward in making movies. And I think that the documents are pretty solid. I've read through it, and the principles that are engaged are really very simple, very basic, but very solid. And it's all about crew safety and, you know, getting a finished product. It's going to take longer, I think, to shoot movies now, probably a little bit longer. But, you know, I know the studios in particular are very anxious to get their content up and running again and getting their inventories of movies shot.
Well, Tim, it looks like we've hit the wall on time once again. I want to thank you for being my guest on the program today.
Well, you're welcome, Pat. And it's always wonderful to be with you and to share the good news of filming in Western New York.
And I thank you. My guest has been Tim Clark, the head of the Buffalo Niagara Film Commission. I am Pat Philbull, and you are listening to Press Pass on WBFO.